Countries from around the world gather in Paris next week to negotiate a new deal on climate change. And if successful, the talks would mark a milestone in the effort to combat global warming. But for Colorado's ski industry, the issue has been front and center for more than a decade. Grace Hood from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio reports.
What says winter more than a ski trip? Arapaho Basin, or A-Basin as it's called, is one of Colorado's premier skiing venues. It attracts early skiers in October and fanatics in May who need one more run. That reputation can be a blessing and a curse, says Mike Nathan. He heads up sustainability initiatives for the resort, and he says he's noticed some changes over the years.
We've had some of our best snowfalls in the past 6 years since I've been here. We also had probably our worst. We're farther away from our average every year.
Many resorts have made some subtle changes to address climate change, but a growing number of ski resorts are being more upfront with customers on the topic. A-Basin's latest statement is to put composting stations across its cafeteria. They help reduce greenhouse gases in the nearby landfill. Nathan says the resort also discounts lift tickets for skiers who carpool.
We really just want people to just have it in their mind. Think about how their individual actions and day-to-day lifestyle choices, you know, really can have a big impact, either in a good or a bad way.
In other words, come for the skiing. End your trip caring about climate change. This year, Aspen Skiing Company is taking this idea to the extreme. Vice President of Sustainability Auden Schendler says this year skiers will see signs on the mountain and on lifts that map out carbon dioxide emissions and rising temperatures. People will be encouraged to contact Congress and ask for action.
It's going to force a conversation about climate change. And it's going to be a friendly conversation and an easy one, but it's going to be in your face.
It's a big step for Aspen, which has been progressive on climate change for more than a decade. Schendler says employee training will be key.
We're training them to just kind of say, look, as a business, all we can do is listen to the scientists. And that's what we're doing. We're seeing these impacts on the ground and we're responding to them.
So just how bad could climate change get for Colorado's ski industry? Eric Gordon is with the Western Water Assessment, a research program based at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says the significant change is that snowpack will melt earlier. That could mean shorter ski seasons, a big blow to resorts like A-Basin that can remain open into May.
As we move towards the future, there's good reason to expect that those shoulder seasons will get warmer, which could mean both potentially sometimes less snow, but also just potentially slushier conditions or less ideal conditions.
Here's a silver lining. Colorado ski resorts are at much higher elevations compared to those in California and the Pacific Northwest. That means the state's cooler conditions could be an advantage in the coming decades.
In the depths, the coldest parts of the snow season, there's actually an increase in what could be snow during the actual core of the season. This is up to about roughly mid-century.
What happens over the next 100 years is more of a question. The one thing Gordon's almost sure of is this. The ski industry can adapt to the changing climate. That happened with snowmaking after dry winters curbed growth in the 70s. Skiing generates about $3 billion a year to Colorado's economy. And with nearly 38,000 workers now employed across the winter tourism industry, jobs, revenue, even the state's image will hang in the balance. For Here and Now, I'm Grace Hood.